41 years ago today, the world learned of the death of perhaps the greatest movie star ever, Marilyn Monroe. Fans still grieve. Jessica Siegel writes about fashion and culture from New York, but she was in L.A. recently for an unusual Marilyn experience. From our New York studio, welcome Jessica Siegel, Countess of Culture.
Enchante, Alex, Countess reporting.
Well, tell us about your experience in Los Angeles with this great Marilyn fan.
Yes, Greg Schreiner. He is a composer, he's a pianist, but his really big love, Marilyn Monroe. He founded her fan club, and he collects all kinds of memorabilia. And he keeps it all in his house in Hollywood. It's a modest place. And when I went and visited, he showed me really extraordinary stuff.
I have an entire room in the house set aside for just items that were mostly really owned or worn by Marilyn. And I love showing people because it's such a pleasure for me to share Marilyn's magic with others.
Let's go to the wall here, and you have something very special on this wall with all her little dolls.
Right. I have scripts and also some contracts and autographs of Marilyn, including an autograph that she signed the day of her death.
Okay, let's see what we have here. It's a very yellowed check from the National Bank, written out for $200, August 4th, 1962, and it's in a very attractive frame. What about this check means so much to you?
Well, I think because of its finality, it's one of the last things she ever did before she died, and I guess in that sense, it's touching a part of her life that's very tragic, and it has an extra little special meaning because of that.
And that was one of the last things she did on the last day of her life.
Well, but, you know, Hollywood legends, they're often bound up with some aspect of tragedy.
That seems to be the way it goes, and memory changes things. People forget that in her own day, critics looked at Marilyn Monroe as a little tawdry, but over the years, that image changed. And today we admire her curves, we admire that jiggle. And that's, I think, how the legend perhaps started, that she was a size 12, which would be considered fat today, we have to admit that, though it's also the size of the average American woman. And I think that's what one of the reasons I take a personal interest in this story. I'm a size 12.
You are? I've met you. You don't look fat at all.
Well, that's the point. And that's, I think, why we're all really interested to know, was Marilyn Monroe really a size 12? Are we all just Marilyn Monroe's undiscovered, living in the wrong decade, maybe? So the question really is, was Marilyn Monroe a size 12? Greg Schreiner is the guy who knows.
I have proof. I have the actual gowns. You can see they are petite.
Well, let's see the gowns.
All right, follow me. I have a red silk jersey here, Alex jersey dress, that she wore to the premiere of Monkey Business.
Greg, do you ever let people try on those gowns?
On rare occasion, but it's not easy to find people Marilyn's size.
Well, do you think I could try on one of the gowns?
We could try, but no guarantees.
All right, I'm going to try it on. Greg, are you nervous? I think your hands are shaking.
Well, we're holding about $100,000 worth of fabric here, so we don't want it to rip, do we?
Now I'm nervous. Over the head. Okay, wait.
Now we're easing it down.
Oh, it's on.
It's not closed up, but it's on.
Oh, it's on. By about how much doesn't it fit?
It looks to me about 6.5 inches.
There is no way that Marilyn Monroe was a size 12.
No way at all, from what we think of a size 12 today.
Well, Alex, it's sad, but I guess that proves it. The myth is just a myth.
Well, I'm not so sure it's sad. Just what did it feel like to have on the dress of this legendary woman?
It was very intense, I have to say. I got so inspired by this experience that I thought, you know, maybe I could be in Greg's show. He puts on a show called Hollywood Fashion Revisited that uses all the old movie costumes that he owns. So I kind of got him to take me over to the piano, and he played, and I guess you could say I had my close-up.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, there's only one Marilyn, what can I say?
You know, Jessica, it's wonderful to have talent as a writer.
Yes, it is wonderful to have talent as a writer, but I guess I'm not going to be a Marilyn Monroe, and whether she was a size 12 or not, I'm definitely not going to have a singing career.
Jessica Siegel, beautiful in print as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure.
Jessica Siegel writes for Lifetime Magazine.